Well, I think what he needs to do, number one, is find out if it's the pea trap where they found the problem, or if it was the drain pan. That will just make sure he's getting the problem, the right problem, fixed. But either one is going to be the same, pretty much the same procedure, where they're going to have to gut the bottom of that shower. They're going to have to repair either the pee trap or put in a new drain pan, or shower pan, I should say, and then put it back together. And the $1,700, I would say it'd be more depending on the size of it and what kind of materials you choose to fix it with, tile, what kind of tile, granite, whatever you might use. It's going to be somewhere between $1,500 and $3,000 to have the shower redone properly.
Mm. Definitely want to work that out before you get to the closing table.
Yeah, but you know what? If he's getting a good deal and he's buying a $400,000 or $500,000 home, and that's the only thing wrong with it in the memorial area with good resale value and stuff, I wouldn't shy away from something as small as that, depending on the type of property you're buying.
Yeah, from your lips to the buyer's ears when they walk through my house, buddy.
Okay, well, we'll just talk it up, Charlie.
That's it.
Everything's
it's
perfect.
Time to buy. All right. And there's one more thing he has is there are no weep holes on the house. He says that was an as-built condition. Would you recommend adding them at this point?
No, he said it was built 50 years ago. That's going to make it somewhere in the early 60s, if I'm correct with my math. And there was a lot of homes that were that floated through the 50s into the early 60s where they actually took the brick down below the grade. And in that case, you wouldn't use weep holes. And usually you'll know that if you have one of those older homes on slab that has the old traditional wood floors on screeds. And it sounds like he's in that era. So I don't think weep holes were even used then.